Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado Springs hosted the hearing. As chair of the House Subcommittee on Energy and Minerals, he thinks proposed fracking regulations on federal lands would hinder energy jobs and be a setback.
Recently announced plans to implement a one-size-fits-all program of fracking regulations from Washington threatened to impede this progress in all states.
The new federal rules propose requiring oil and gas companies to disclose the chemicals they use to frack a well, many of which are proprietary to individual companies. Republicans lined up against the plan, while Democrats support it. And even though Colorado already requires such disclosure, State Representative Republican Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling says a federal requirement would go too far.
The difference in regulatory needs for Texas and places east of the Mississippi are as diverse as the differences of energy production in Colorado.
Do Coloradans react differently to contaminated water? I mean, does the physiology of a Coloradan react differently to carcinogens?
That's Democratic Congressman Rush Holt from New Jersey, who serves on the committee. He says federal oversight is necessary.
Protecting the safety of the well workers, protecting the air quality, the water quality.
A longtime critic of fracking, Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette of Denver, also called for increased scrutiny.
It would truly be a devil's bargain if the price we paid for domestic energy development was contamination of our water and our air.
The debate is a familiar one. Colorado has already been grappling with the balance of power between state and local regulations. Several bills during the current legislative session have either tried to give the state or local governments more authority to regulate drilling. All those measures have failed. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.